August 5th, Saturday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading describes the Jubilee year, a beautiful custom by which every 50 years the land would lay fallow and be returned to its original owners. This puts a limit on the rights of ownership and therefore on the power of wealth to dominate others. The land belongs to the people. It is only on loan to its owner, not to be used for selfish purposes, but to be made fruitful for the benefit of all. Herod needed to learn that lesson. Instead, he used his power exclusively to build up himself and his family, which led to his moral destruction, as shown in today's grim gospel story on the beheading of John the Baptist. Herod should have seen himself as the servant and guardian of the Jewish faith. After all, his father had rebuilt the temple, which once again became the magnificent symbol of God's presence among his people and their center of worship. Instead, this Herod defied the law by marrying his brother's wife. He probably did it to consolidate his power rather than out of any romantic attraction. In any event, he was putting his own will and desires over God's will and the integrity of the community and its laws. Then, when John called him out, rather than acknowledging the wrong or at least tolerating the criticism, he silenced John by imprisoning him. Herod could not stand the truth if it threatened his image and therefore his power. The only force that restrained Herod from killing John, according to Matthew's account, was fear of public opinion, which revered John. But then Herod lost control of the situation entirely when he succumbed to the seductive dance of his stepdaughter. He made extravagant promises to her, which despots often do to show their arbitrary, unlimited power and to ingratiate themselves with their subjects. The girl's mother used the moment to manipulate Herod into executing John, asking for his head on a platter. Herod had enough of a conscience left to know this was wrong, but lacked the moral backbone to admit it. Rather, he gave in to social pressure and went ahead with the horrible crime, rather than face the embarrassment of admitting his stupid mistake. His slide into evil was complete. St. Ignatius, in the Spiritual Exercises, identifies riches, honor, and power as the instruments of, quote, the enemy of our human nature, that the enemy uses to seduce us away from the good and get us under his power, trapping us in sin. It is so easy to give in to the pleasures of this world and the desire for power in order to get whatever we want and place ourselves above others, even when those attitudes are harmful to ourselves and the community. More subtle, but even more dangerous, is the need we feel to protect our reputation, to always look strong, attractive, and respectable. That closes us off from legitimate criticism and causes us to lie and cover up our weaknesses and failings. The result is to destroy our integrity, blind us to the truth, and block any possibility of reform, healing, or reconciliation. So often, it is not the original error, intentional or not, but the cover-up that brings down a leader. We see that over and over again in business, politics, and every other aspect of life. The defense, as St. Ignatius teaches us, is to have the humility and honesty to face the truth about our human existence. That means being aware of the tremendous gifts we have received, including our many talents and opportunities, the relationships we have with family, friends, teachers, mentors, and many others, and the riches of creation given to us for our use. All of these come from God and are expressions of God's great love and care for all of us. With these gifts comes also the expectation of a generous response, using the gifts for our good and the good of others, building up creation in the process. We also need to face our weaknesses and failures, acknowledging the ways we need God's healing and forgiveness. That allows us to put God at the center, not ourselves, and to follow the example of Christ, who gave himself totally to God in reverence and obedience for our sake. Only in that way can we avoid falling under the power of the evil one, as Herod did when he tried to destroy God's word in John and ultimately in Jesus himself, and instead destroyed himself.